This episode of the Broad Pod is brought to you by NatureBox. Do you love snacks? Of course you do! But how many times has this scenario happened to you? Let's set the scene. You're at home, hungry, and staring at your empty cupboards. What's the first thought that crosses your mind? Is it, dang, why am I such a lazy person and didn't go to the store again for the third time this week? Fear not, fellow snacker. NatureBox has got your back. Step one, visit naturebox.com. Pick your snacks and when you want them. Step two, enjoy snacks that are both delicious and good for you without ever having to put on real pants. Step three, repeat as necessary. It's simple, it's smart, it's NatureBox.
Welcome to the Broad Pod, strongly opinionated since 2015.
Hello, everyone. It is I, Carrie, of the Broad Pod.
Love, and the rest of us.
And the rest of the broads.
And Chloe.
Hi. Hello.
Alrighty. Well, let's get into it. We will be talking again the whole time. A treat for your ears.
That's right.
Yeah. So today we'll talk about objectification of people in general.
True.
Also the whole thing where men like to tell women to smile.
Yes.
Oh, that bugs me so much.
Yes. We loves that.
Love
if you're trying
that.
To get a girl, you know, you should tell her that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you want a girl to smile, you should demand it. Yeah. That's how you do it. Okay.
But we'll get into that.
Yep. And yeah, I mean, what else?
Well, they'll find out.
They'll find out? You want to just get into it? Let's do current events.
A broad view on current events.
Alrighty. So we have two things we're going to talk about today in the news. The first one we just found out about this morning, actually. It was blowing our mind grapes.
I know. This ad is ridiculous. So, like, too bad it's not an audio, but it's like, so it's this little handout.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's two photos. So one of the photos is of a woman with two kids. The house is a mess. Mm-hmm. And it says part-time agent. So this is a real estate agency ad. And then the other photo beside it is these two douchey guys in suits who think they're better than everyone else.
Yeah.
And it says verse full-time professionals. And then at the bottom it says, who would you rather represent you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know how this even got out. Like, this had to get by so many people.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
To be approved. And, yeah, I definitely would not want to go with that agency.
How in 2015 does this, like, make it to print and is distributed to potential customers?
Yeah.
It's totally against working moms. It's just like, oh, you don't want this, like, part-time agent. She can't even, like, her life isn't together. Look at her kids. Her own house is a mess. You need a real professional.
Yeah, I wonder what their house looks like. I mean, you know, don't want to jump to assumptions here, but I imagine empty pizza boxes. No, I don't know.
Like, none of that has any...
No, your home life should
correlation
be...
No. With, like, how... you work or like how good of a real estate agent you are or anything like that.
Yeah, and real estate, being a real estate agent would be like a really great job if you were a part-time, what was it? Part-time what?
Well, she's a part-time agent, so she's not like a full-time real estate agent.
Because she's a full-time mom.
Yeah, and I mean, I think if you were, like if you worked part-time as a real estate, I mean, that's a fantastic job
to
have. Well,
absolutely, you set your own hours.
Yeah, when you want to take care of your kids and...
Yeah, it could really work for you. It's flexible.
Right.
It could be flexible for you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're doing your own like sort of independent thing.
And the girl can multitask. So I think that's something.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's so insulting because it's kind of saying like women only have this kind of like, and I don't know if it's saying women in particular, but it's almost saying like she's has a one track mind. So she can only focus her time on one thing or another. She can only do it at home or she can focus it on her job. But that's not how people work. Like that just isn't how people work. Like
yeah,
when I'm at school, I'm at school and I'm doing everything I need to do. And then when I go home, I cook supper and I, you know, take care of my son until he goes to bed. And then I probably am doing homework again. That's you know, that I have two kind of tracks I run on. And mm-hmm.
and
full-time
one side
working
doesn't like, it's not affected negatively, like your
no.
your work life or your school life.
I mean, yeah,
life.
Like sometimes they'll cross over, but yeah. it's not, who's to say that their personal life isn't affecting their business or the way that they carry themselves within their jobs.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's like perpetuating this weird old idea where like, if you're a stay-at-home mom, like just do that.
Yeah.
Like you can't do anything else well while you're trying to do that. And there like are single moms out there. They have no other choice.
And what about these dads? What's going on with the dads? I don't understand why dads aren't in this conversation because dads work, you know, just
as hard.
Oh,
and they can do it. And they can do both.
Oh, yeah.
Fine.
But like, it's like dads work just as hard at home as they do at their jobs and they're not questioned.
Mm-hmm.
No. You know, and to me, it's just like, it's a bit silly, really.
But that's also like, I think we talked about this before, but with like, if you're at work and say you had to like leave to go take care of your kid, how it's so different for like a man and a woman. Like, I feel like men, they're like hailed as a hero. Like, they're like, oh my God, you're going to leave to take care of your kid. Like, that's so great. But yeah. if a woman does it, they're like, oh, like she can't handle both things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Like, yeah.
This actually got worse, this ad.
Did it?
Yeah. There's a backside to it.
Ooh.
And on the backside, it compares us versus them.
Oh, God.
And us, it says, you know, full-time service, full availability, full representation, blah, blah, blah. Them, it says, available at their convenience, not yours, and nothing else.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and you can see the photo if you go on pretty much any news site. We'll tweet it out on our Twitter page. But this was mailed to people. Like, this wasn't just like printed somewhere.
Wow.
Or
no, yeah,
it
looks
out.
Like a little mailer.
Yeah, it was mailed to people. Like, you don't know who's gonna get that when you put it in every mailbox on the street. That's bananas.
Like we talked about in class when we were shown this, it's just like there are women who work in that office.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
who must have seen this.
Mm-hmm.
And men who must have seen this and, like, no one's either thought it was wrong or just didn't say anything about it.
Like, no one questioned it. I
yeah.
yeah.
I don't know. It's surprising
like,
to me.
Like, no, this is a good idea. This is going to get us lots of business.
Yeah, this is really smart. It's really surprising, too, that it came out of, like this real estate group is based in Issaquah, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know this has nothing to do with anything, but like that's such a progressive sort of area. Like how did so many, well, I mean, maybe it's not actually, but you know, that's kind of the impression you get of, you know, like Washington and Seattle. It's like, oh, it's so progressive. They're so avant-garde and whatever. Like how did so many people just turn a blind eye to this and like, yeah, no, that's totally fine. Let's send that to the printers. Let's distribute that to thousands
like,
of people in the county. Like,
yeah, they're like, oh, one final look over, and they're just like, yeah, approve. Let's send that out to the world.
Perfect. Nailed it. Gonna get some business. I don't know.
Yeah, I would not. I would like blacklist them for me. I'd be like, oh, that's how I'll forever remember you.
Yeah, well, exactly. Even after they sent out an apology saying like, yeah, we maybe screwed up on this. It's like, well, you already did it. It's a little too little too late, so. whatever. Yeah. Let's move on to something else that's equally disgusting, if not more.
And closer to home, like at University of Toronto. So they were under increased surveillance because of an account. So there's like a public Toronto blog. And there was the name on there was Kill Feminists. And I'll just read out one of the posts or a part of the post or two posts.
Mm-hmm.
It said, The feminists who act rude to you at the University of Toronto should be shot to death and remaining survivors tied to a tree with their throats slit with a dull knife. You have nothing to lose. Go to the nearest sociology or women's studies classroom next week and fire bullets into the professor's head and spray bullets all over the room until all the feminists are dead.
Okay. Harsh.
Before the show, and it's just, yeah, that's the thing that will just solve all the world's problems.
Yeah, right? And it's like, if there's one thing wrong in the world, that's feminism.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, come on. That is such, like, that is just, this is something I could never wrap my head around, is how men react to feminism. I can never really wrap my head around it. Like,
not even men, just people that don't agree with
feminism. Yeah, that's
feminism.
True.
There's like, even, yeah, there's women men. Against feminism.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. There is, actually. I have arguments with them quite often. But yeah, so like I don't can't wrap my head around it, because it's almost like they equivalate it to misogyny. Like it sits on the same fence, right?
I'm and saying it's the same thing, but against men.
Right, which 100%. Read a fucking dictionary. Like, it is not on the same fence. It just
not
it, it
at all.
Makes me
no.
so mad. It's like, you guys know your words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Words are hard, guys.
Well, and if you genuinely believe that that's what feminism is trying to do, is to, like, destroy the self-esteem of men or something like that.
Yeah.
There is an issue.
Yeah.
That is not what any one of us is trying to do that self-identifies as a feminist.
Like, we just want to be paid the same and like respected as human beings.
We just want to walk down the damn street without being like harassed verbally. Yeah,
exactly.
That'd be great.
Oh, that'd be nice. I really enjoy this comment, though, of like, go into the nearest sociology or women's studies classroom. Okay. Here's the deal. I took way too many sociology classes at the University of Winnipeg. You know who are in sociology classes and who are teaching them? Men.
Yeah.
Men.
Yeah.
Maybe I was, he like, wants one to, of maybe three. Maybe this kill feminist person wants to kill men that are for feminism, too.
Maybe.
Yeah, like, there's a second post that was posted a couple minutes after that one by the same, still kill feminists. And it says, if a female student or professor acts lewd in the classroom and disrespects you at the University of Toronto, you can rent a machine gun at Jarvis. Huh? Like, it's like this person, like, was disrespected or, like, something by a woman or felt that way anyways. And just, this is their response.
What, I don't understand that. What does that even mean in that context? Acts lewd in the classroom.
I don't know.
Well, it's like crude or offensive, but in like a sexual.
Well, yeah.
I don't know, like, what. Yeah.
Like, the statement under it says, walk into the classroom, fire a bullet in the feminist professor's head, and proceed to spray bullets all over the classroom until the slutty women are killed.
LOL.
Like, slutty women bother you? Is that your thing? Like, I don't understand why it's your business. It's not your business. Like, it's
maybe
okay.
Maybe they would like us to be all covered up.
Oh my God.
And in the kitchen.
Sabs has no desire to discuss this any further.
No.
It's like, this is disgusting me.
Well, it is.
Oh, yeah.
And it just brings me back, like, we were talking to, like, the massacre at Polytechnic.
Yeah.
All those women.
Well, that was the exact same thing. It was like, how dare these women get technical vocational degrees?
Yeah.
Go back to your kitchen and your sewing. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that was already... That was already, but only 20 years ago, wasn't it? Like, that was 1989.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah, okay.
It's crazy.
I'm angry now. Can we move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
Oh, let's talk about something that won't make you angry.
Yeah.
Carrie, why aren't you smiling? Smile for me, baby. Smile.
Shut up.
So do we want to play the clip where people tried to tell Serena Williams to smile?
Yes.
So, yeah, she's being interviewed.
Mm-hmm. It's like a presser or something.
Yeah, it's like a presser. And this one guy is like, oh, you're usually so smiley. Like, what's wrong? Like, you're usually always smiling. What's wrong, Serena? And this is her response.
Because you're a bit famous, or because you're thinking about what is going next? What's wrong? I mean,
It's 11:30. I don't, to be perfectly honest with you, I don't want to be here. I just want to be in bed right now and have to wake up early to practice. And I don't want to answer any of these questions. And you guys keep asking me the same questions. So it's not really, you're not making it super enjoyable. But. Just being honest.
I love that she like threw it back to him. She was like, wait, are you going to insult me? I'll insult you. Yeah. You're boring me. This bored look on my face is me being bored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah. It must be hard to be in that position because it's kind of like she's an athlete. Like, she's not, like, at the end of the day, she's like not an entertainer. Mm-hmm. Right. And she's at this presser and it's kind of like, Serena, why aren't you entertaining me? Like, Why am I not entertained by you, Serena?
I'm offended by the fact that you're not smiling right now.
Yeah.
And maybe because it's like, not her job.
Right, right. Like, she doesn't, it's fine. She's a she human being. She's allowed
to entertain you.
Yeah, she's allowed to be a bit miserable and tired.
You guys want
to
tell your story?
Oh, yeah. This is why we've even started talking about this, I think. Sabs and I were out on Wellington Crescent on Sunday, working on an assignment, which included our video camera. Not that that mattered, but I guess it made us stand out a little bit compared to all the other people on the walking path.
Yeah.
But I guess because there's the new law in place on Wellington Crescent that you can only travel like one block.
Yeah, by vehicle.
By vehicle. So they have a lot of police around in that area now to make sure people aren't actually following that law. So anyways, Sabs and I are filming, and I was operating the camera, and Sabs was doing her live hit that she was supposed to be doing. And as she's speaking, the cop drives by, slows down, and goes, "Huh, you guys should smile," and then drives away. And Sabs just ignored it.
I didn't even know it was a car. I heard
like
it.
A pro,
she heard it, but didn't know what it was. Yeah. And I told her after, I'm like, you realize that was a cop that said that, right? And following that, we were like.
Which really pissed me off because he should really know better. Like, he should really, like, it just is beyond. It really pisses me off that he did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, I don't know. It was one of those things that was like, okay, now I understand how frustrating it must be to be a journalist and be constantly harassed when you're out doing live hits and stuff like that. Because all of a sudden you have one piece of equipment that you don't normally have when you're regularly walking down the street, and people think it's okay to just harass you.
Right.
You stand out. Well, not even, but anyways, you're slightly different than everybody else walking down the street because you have a camera with you, and it's just fair game.
Yeah. Well, when I was shooting mine too, I don't know what anyone yelled at me because I could like barely understand, and I was trying to do my recording. But yeah, I had like several people shout at me from their cars while I'm just standing there with a video camera. It's just weird.
It's so bizarre. And
but the whole thing was about the smiling comment that we wanted to talk about more.
Right. Well, and getting back to that, it's like, it's so bizarre why anybody feels the need to put themselves into somebody else's business to the point that you need to tell them what emotion to feel. Like, that's like,
and
like,
guys actually are never told to smile. Like, we were talking about this, you mentioned that happened to you in Joanne's class,
because
Joanne's
people
like,
don't give a fuck if they're smiling or not. Like,
no,
let's be honest. And the thing is,
they're
is
a
like,
serious reporter, they don't need to be smiling, they're talking about serious business.
Exactly.
Joanne was like, do you think Sean Kavanaugh is ever like yelled at and told to smile when he's not? Like, no I think Peter's Mansbridge is
they're
told
like,
to
look
smile.
At that strapping lad, he's very professional.
Well, and that's the thing, right? It's like, if you're doing a story or whatever you're doing, it really doesn't matter. But for the sake of the argument, if you're telling a story about somebody like being murdered or something.
Well, what your story was about was serious, was women being approached.
Yeah, that's right. We were talking about
this. You know
what
the like, I don't know, is that irony? The irony? That,
yeah, the irony.
That, like, how creepy this guy is on a bike, you know, putting money out to get women's attention. Like, specifically, he would go up to these women and be like, hey, have you found any cash? And just to talk to them, like, what a weird situation. And then as we're doing this story, like, as we're doing our stand-up, a cop rolls by and says, smile.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's beyond bizarre.
No, sir.
No.
Yeah.
Stop.
I mean, I've had men, like, I've been told that I have, like, a resting bitch face.
Mm-hmm.
And I've, like, you know, when you're walking down the street, as you do.
As all of you.
Exactly.
All people.
I've had
as
men.
As humans do.
I've had men say to me, smile, or why don't you smile? Or whatever. Yeah. Variation
so many
of
times.
That sentence. And the thing is it's like, am I your puppet? Like, you know what I mean?
Wouldn't it be
like,
weird for me to walking down the street smiling? Like, that would be weird. They want you to smile when you see them. Like, what am
oh
I only
God.
Here?
Yeah, like, I guess that.
I never thought of that before. I never, like, to be completely honest, I never understood it. And then when you just said that, it was like, that's why.
What we're here for, right?
My God. I just had an epiphany,
to
y'all.
To play to your ego, pine to your ego.
Yeah. It's like, what if I didn't even see you, sir?
Yeah.
Until you started talking to me, and now I got to take
I'll give a jamming.
Yeah, like sometimes
I
just
want to
stop.
A friendly smile if I see someone, yeah, like, hey, like I almost.
Yeah.
Whatever. But like.
If it was mutual eye contact.
Yeah. Yeah, like that's just the thing you do. But I'm not going to be, like, I don't get why they yell at me to smile. Yeah. You're like standing at the bus stop listening to some tunes, and I'm supposed to be. Smiling here for you? What?
Yeah.
Am I just a model and supposed to pose here for you?
I wish there was like an
for
appropriate.
For your viewing pleasure?
I wish there was like an appropriate like comeback for that. You know?
I always
that
just.
You could pull
a lot
out
of,
every time.
Yeah.
Just, like right now, I just ignore it because I'm like, he's going to look fucking stupid in front of his buddy if I don't hear it. It'll be like he wasted the energy to yell something at me and to laugh with his friend. And when he doesn't get a reaction out of me, there's nothing to laugh about. In fact, his buddy will be laughing at him. So that's why I just ignore him.
Or they'll probably just both laugh about it. And it's just like, why?
Yeah.
But like, why would you want to yell at some woman and make her feel uncomfortable and like that gives you a rise?
Yeah.
That gets a rise out of you. That makes you. What was that story you were telling Savs about? That guy that was running after you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's just some things that, like, we were talking about how guys maybe don't think about, like, how they
how
make
what
women
they say.
Feel or what they say or do can make you feel uncomfortable.
Well, like, I guess it's kind of a funny story. Like, me and my friend, this was a few years ago. We were coming home from the bar or something, and we were walking home, and we happened to be wearing heels, so we're, like, holding each other's arms, like, shuffling along, and this guy calls out, like, hey, and he, like, is running, like, books it across the street towards us, and so me and my friends start, like, kind of, like, running in heels, holding on to each other, like, trying to, like, get away. And like walking faster, speeding up our pace, like, and he like keeps calling for us and calling for us, and we're like we were kind of going faster and faster, and then he finally catches up to us, and he was like, and we both started like screaming like ah, and he was like no, I'm so sorry, and he was like the sweetest guy ever, and he was like, I just want directions, like I just need to know where to go, like blah blah blah, and it was just like, I said, you cannot run up on girls like that. Like, I was so mad, like, in a moment, because I was, like,
late.
It was late at night, and he's booking it towards us, he's this big guy, and it's, like, it's just us, and we're, like, in heels, like, you are a bit helpless in that situation, especially on these Winnipeg bumpy sidewalks, so, and it's just, like, and you could tell there was, like, a moment in his, like, head where he was, like, yeah, that was stupid. You know?
Like, oh,
yeah.
You thought I was going to rape you. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
You were running after me and then you guys started running. Like, what did you think? That you didn't scare us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you think we started running?
Yeah. And he was like a really sweet guy, like, you know, just putting that out there. But he had a really, I think, naive moment, you know? And I think, I mean, it was a life lesson for him, I guess.
Yeah.
Not so much for us because we were terrified up until the.
When someone chases you, you're still gonna run.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
But
so there's that story.
Yeah. You know, it was like you. He ran and then asked questions later. You're supposed to like.
I know, but then
ask
I was
questions first.
Yeah,
then
like,
run.
I was
like
thinking, like,
do you
what
have
is
directions?
He even if he yelled at us, can you give me direct or something? We would just still been scared.
Yeah.
If he was like, because I think it was just like he was running and it was like, why are you running? Like, why couldn't you have asked someone else like on the bridge? Like
why do you have to chase you two?
Yeah.
Like wait for someone else to walk by?
Like, and the thing is, like, yeah, it was like the village. So it was like, why? Like, you could have asked anyone. Like, I don't know. It was just like the weirdest mm-hmm. scenario. And it was, I mean, it was funny at the end of it, but.
Yeah. When you were all safe. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So like on the note of being, you know, creeped out by dudes being creepy,
woohoo,
which maybe they don't even realize, but I don't know. This one.
How do you not?
This one, I feel like this is a totally different jam, but we'll see. We'll see. So whose story is this? Because honestly, I know the details, but I couldn't explain it back. So whoever's story found this, get on in on this.
Well, so it was about a cop in Texas. So he's at, I don't know what restaurant it was, but he's like hitting on a waitress. Like, I think he was groping her, like making inappropriate comments. Yeah. And then so when the inappropriate comments turned into groping when she walked by, she stood up for herself, as you should, and told him to like knock it off.
Yeah.
And then went about her business. She's working. And then
he had a temper tantrum.
He freaked out. He is a cop. He shot his gun into like the wall.
Yeah. In a room full of other cops. Like, really?
Wait, it was other cops?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, I think there were other cops there. It's a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
There
no,
was
it does say
other
that.
People
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
There's civilians in the room.
Well,
and
it doesn't matter who's
no
in the room.
There's no reason for you to do that at all.
There's no reason. This is two different things. This is disrespecting women to the point that, or no, not even disrespecting women. This is having your such a small ego that when someone rejects you,
yeah,
you have a temper tantrum.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then on a separate note, this is like
anger issues. You should not be able to have a firearm.
Well, yeah. Exactly. This is this whole thing that's been in the media lately of like police thinking they have too much power and taking out power or mm-hmm. taking that out in ways that they should have no right to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like just because you carry a firearm
yeah.
doesn't mean you can discharge it whenever you want, first of all.
Yeah.
Second of all, why are you carrying a firearm in a restaurant?
Yeah.
If you're not on duty,
but
which
it's Texas.
Yeah.
That's true.
But,
shouldn't matter. But that's why there's
Canadian,
a
sorry, we're not used to that.
We don't get it. But that's why there's another person shot to death every day in the United States because you can walk around with a gun.
Yeah.
That's a separate note. Let's go back to what we're talking about. But
yeah, like I guess as a police officer, you do have that authority, right? So like you're out, you're working. If you want to talk to someone, you know, they're going to either run away if they're doing something they shouldn't be doing or, you know, they're going to talk to you, right?
Yeah, like, but like pretty, yeah, I know, I hear what you're saying. Like, but pretty much it's like they have to talk to you, right?
Yeah.
Like,
and so I don't know if he's like translating
like it's
that
like a big
off,
power trip.
Yeah,
yeah.
Off into like, she's not talking to me. Like,
she won't let me like touch her.
Like
yeah.
You don't own me.
Well, and, yeah, and it's, that's
well,
like objectification.
Yes.
Like, do you really think that woman is an object? Like there's no brains up there, there's no, like she's just a doll, like it makes me so mad.
We're just
so
making
mad.
Salves and more and more enraged with everything we talk
about. This episode
is just ranting.
Well, all of it is like objectification and everything. It's
yeah,
well, and it also plays into that whole smile thing. Like it's just kind of like, you are going to serve me. And when you're not serving me, I'm going to get mad about it.
Yeah.
And have a little temper tantrum and shoot my gun off.
Well, really? And yeah. And like as a cop, in whatever situation you're in, for the most part, you're one of the highest, if not the highest figures of authority in whatever situation you're in.
Yeah.
So that allows you to go on some kind of crazy power trip. I don't think it does.
Mm-hmm.
But that seems to be the case more and more often in these different banana stories that are being covered in the media. But like, I don't even know.
I know.
I don't even know what to say to this.
And
like,
then
it's crazy.
They said he's being charged.
Charged with what? Tomfoolery?
deadly conduct, discharge of a firearm.
Oh, good.
But and then they said the police department was going to like discipline him. What is that? Like,
what?
You should be fired.
They're not going to fire him.
No, he's probably going to get...
They might end up firing him. But
they
all
have
said,
to.
All
no,
they
totally won't.
Discipline.
No, because you know what it is? Cops are brothers in arms. Whether you're a cop in Canada or a cop in Afghanistan, it doesn't matter. It's all, we're all brothers, all in all for one and one for all. So then what's going to happen? He's going to get put on a desk job for 6 months until the media forgets that he shot off his gun in a...
Yeah.
I almost cursed. Restaurant.
It's okay to curse.
Yeah.
I know.
I love it.
You keep dropping F-bombs. It's hilarious. Yeah, until this story blows over mm-hmm. and everybody forgets the name Kenneth Lee Cheka. Yeah, we know your name. Once this blows over, he'll be back to work because he didn't kill anybody.
And
you
know,
remember that cop in whatever state that killed that kid?
Yeah.
He's back at work. He wasn't fired. There's no way this guy's going to get fired.
That's true.
He's going to get put on some cushy desk job with all his benefits and they're going to take his gun away for 6 months.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It is. And what kind of message is that going to send to the female police? Like,
your body doesn't matter?
In his, yeah, exactly.
Your safety doesn't matter?
Well, it's like, isn't there like a high incidence of rape and stuff in the army and all like that, those kind of?
Oh, they
yeah,
have a
and RCMP,
huge.
I think there
was. Oh,
a,
yeah. Wherever there's a discrepancy between the amount of women to men, like when the ratio is way too off,
mm-hmm.
there's
it's like... predominantly male
yeah.
occupation and has yeah. been that way for a long time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. and especially things like what you just mentioned where it's, again, that sort of like...
authority position.
One for all, yeah. all for one and one for all. Brothers in arms, whatever you... I don't think that's the thing, but I keep saying it.
I know. I'm like, I'm going to Google that right now.
You're going to Google brothers in arms yeah, and it's going to come up with a completely wrong definition. Okay, you
it's
know what?
Be photos of two guys.
With no arms?
With linked arms.
Oh. Well, you know what? This is the broad pod. We talk about broads, not the definitions of like terrible overused statements. So there yeah. you go. I don't know.
On that, we wanted to talk about, so it's not objectification of men, but sort of like discriminating against men for things they cannot change about their body.
Word.
So we want to talk about rejecting short guys. What's up with that?
I don't know. This seems like a weird story to be covered in the first place. Now, I don't want that to sound like anti-man because that's not where I'm going with this. But like, this is just like a general comment, I guess. It's like, why are we writing news stories about this? This would be like saying, why are you rejecting women with small boobs? Like, where's that story, Jezebel.com? Like, or like, why are there so many women with brown hair that don't get dates? Like, it's completely irrelevant in most statements. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, because this is just making me mad and it has nothing to do with it, but like short is what is the word?
I don't know.
Short is
awesome.
No, well, yes. But like, no, like, it depends. Like, I'm 5'9".
You're like, yes. Short
so,
is relative.
Relative.
Yes.
Relative. But
there's like the average height. Like, wasn't women 5'4", men's
5'7"? Something like
eight?
That. So, I mean, if I'm 5'9". So, short to me is like you just said, is like 5'4". That's short because I'm a good 5 inches taller
you're
than
like,
them.
Short to me is 5'8".
5'8". That's pretty short.
That's my cap.
But like, if you're 4'9" and a guy's 5'6", that's tall. Like,
I know. Yes.
This is just
mean.
A dumb
no,
article.
No, but there are a lot of, like, women who, like, just write off guys if they're not, like,
oh, yeah.
6 foot.
Oh, no, I know.
But yeah,
which
and
is, like,
that's
the same as writing off women
ridiculous.
If they have small boobs.
Well, yes. And it's again, this I'm just getting enraged about the fact that this is so dumb. But, like,
I think
if you see a girl that's 4'9" walking around with a guy that's, like, 6'2", your immediate thought isn't like, oh, man, she rejected a short guy. It's like, how does this work in any way, shape, or form?
Yes.
Is that a discriminatory comment? I hope not.
No,
am I discriminating against people's heights? I'm just gonna go sit in the corner for a while. No, you guys can discuss this because it's just so dumb. It's making me laugh.
Like some things, okay. Like some things, I think, yeah, it comes down to like preference. Like some people have like a type or like,
yeah,
like, yeah, like it. Even with the big boob, small boob conversation, yeah. I mean, maybe it just comes down to preference. I don't know. Like I don't know. I mean I wish I could have some insight, but I don't.
Stavs, why don't you have insight into this?
But I do
some scientific research.
But I do also think that women kind of like, and I don't want to generalize, so like I'm sorry ladies, but I feel like there is this kind of like rule that a man has to be a certain height. Because you want to be able to wear, let's say you, so I've heard girls say, you want to be able to wear heels,
yeah,
with your boyfriend or whatever, or stuff like that. Like, and it's kind of, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's confusing.
Like, with men, that's one of the, like, the top things that women would just, like, are more known to just, like, you'll write off a guy because he's, like, what else would it be? Like, that's, like, it's, I think it's more socially acceptable to date, like, a chubbier guy or guy that's overweight than it is to date, like, a really short guy.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
Hashtag dad bod.
Oh, my goodness. Dad bod.
See?
That was, yeah. That was, like, a thing for a while. And Seth people were Rogan. Getting mad because it was, like, why is it dad bod being celebrated? Sorry, getting off topic here.
No, it's relevant.
And a mom bod isn't.
That's true. Love my stomach fat, you know? I need to stop to contribute.
No, I love that.
Because, like, literally the only thing I was thinking while you guys were talking was, like, if I wear heels with my boyfriend, I'm a good 3 inches taller than him. And you know who it bothers? No one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Maybe other people, they're like, oh, dang, she's taller than him. Well, too bad. Get out of my relationship, son.
Yeah, like, I'm the same height as my boyfriend with heels, I think.
Yeah.
About.
Yeah.
It's just, oh, this.
But there are people like that. But oh, there are people, absolutely. The same thing on the yeah. other side of the spectrum with guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But yeah. I think that's, like, one of the bigger things.
Mm-hmm.
That people kind of discriminate against.
I think I agree with that. I do.
So you're saying it's more.
I'm reluctantly agreeing with that because I feel like I don't want to generalize at all, especially like in Lena's situation.
But just
situation
like it's one of but it's one of the things I've heard more. Obviously, it's not everyone does that,
right?
Like we're examples of that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to like be prejudiced against like some physical attribute that people can't change,
yeah.
Think that's up there for guys.
Yeah, and it's kind of that whole like big strong man kind of thinking, which is so not fair to place on anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because like there's just so many different personalities, and it's like I don't know.
I think so, because I want to say something that's legitimately serious in this conversation.
Okay.
You go. Other than me just being like, this is dumb. So, but
ready for it? Go.
Are you ready for it? I got something serious to say about this. Okay, no, I actually do. I think what we're sort of getting at is like, height is something that you discriminate against, whereas a lot of other physical features of a potential partner is more like preference. Is that kind of what you're getting at? Like people will immediately,
like people who are like into blondes,
right? Like that's a preference.
Like because you would never a brunette, but I'm into blondes.
Yeah, my
like it just happens to be that all the guys that are blonde or whatever.
Right, but then if it's like, oh man, she's 5'4" or. Sorry, he's 5'4". I've confused my gender pronouns. He's 5'4", and you don't even know a thing about him, but he's immediately...
And it's a write-off.
Yeah, he's immediately written off. Or like...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird. I never sort of considered that would be something that you would actually discriminate against.
Yeah.
As opposed to it just being like, oh, he's shorter.
I've known
than
women
me.
Who have.
Oh, yeah, no. And,
no,
and
I've... Yeah, I've known
for
many
sure,
women
for
who
sure.
have too.
But... Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
That kind of gets in, that just made me think of when guys talk about women talking about being sexually harassed. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, if he was like a hot guy, you would be like, oh, that's, he's not harassing me or whatever. But then they say, like, a lot of times if it's an ugly guy, then that's when we pull out the harassment card.
That was 100% not true.
Are you serious?
You never heard that?
Oh my gosh. I think I would lose it if I heard that. Like, honestly.
That'd be like,
that's
who's the
bad.
Wait, I want to break this down for a second. That'd be like if, let me think. I got to come up with a good one. Like that guy that was in the stupid stripper movie. What's that guy's name?
Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
So if Channing Tatum walked down the street
and
was like, dang, baby, you should smile. You'd be like, ha ha, yes. Thank you, Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
I feel like even if it was Channing Tatum, I'd be like, ha ha, no. Go away. Like,
I'd be like in Channing Tatum, why are you talking to me?
I'm like so mad that I can't, that's not something that I even digest in my brain. Like, oh, that guy was really hot.
Like, no, that's okay.
Yeah. Like, it's not even something that would even cross my mind.
I don't even like,
and like
look.
Sometimes when guys yell at you on the street and it isn't just like smile, it could be whatever. You're terrified. Like, especially when you're alone, you're terrified. I don't care what the guy looks like. Like, it's kind of like, you know, I don't know.
Well, half the time you're not even looking at them in the first place. You got headphones in and you just hear like some kind of
someone yelling. You're like, what's going on? Is there an emergency? Oh, no. It's just this guy telling me to smile.
Is there an emergency? Yeah. Yes, there's an
there's a feminist But so I want to talk about this too, because I guess there was an article I was reading and it was talking about how Jewel is saying she's been like sexually harassed since she was like 8.
Gross.
And so that just kind of like leads into like when this happens, like you're saying, like that's not what I think about, like is he attractive or anything, like this has happened since we were young.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, like that's not even where my mind goes.
It starts when you're young, but then you hit like 35, top out at like 45, and then it's, nope, she's a disgusting old person now.
You're no
she's
longer
a grandmother.
Fuckable.
Yep. You're 45 and you've just lost every ounce of desire to men. Or whomever you're attracted to.
Which leads us to this clip we wanted to play.
Oh, let's get into her.
Amy Schumer. So do you want to explain it a bit?
Yeah. So, I mean, Amy Schumer, she's kind of become the, like, feminist voice of this week, if you will. And she had a sketch on her show, Inside Amy Schumer, about older actresses in Hollywood and how they're treated as, especially if they are in Hollywood since they're young, and like as they're aging in Hollywood, how they're kind of treated by the media. And so yeah, we're just gonna play a little bit of it, and this one does have some language, so remove your children or something.
Here we go.
We're celebrating Julia's last fuckable day.
Yes.
Salute. Sorry, did you say Julia's last fuckable day? Mm-hmm. What is that? Mm.
In every actress's life, the media decides when you finally reach the point where you're not believably fuckable anymore.
I mean, how do you know? Who tells you?
Well, nobody really overtly tells you, but there are signs. How Sally Field was Tom Hanks's love interest in Punchline, and then like 20 minutes later she was his mom in Forrest Gump?
Or you might get offered a rom-com with Jack Nicholson where you're competing with another woman to fuck him. Or I just had an audition for Mrs. Claus.
You're kidding me.
I read for that part.
I read for that too.
You did?
Yes.
Hey, who got that?
J-Lo.
Oh, she'll be good.
She's gonna be really good, really good.
Yeah, so there's that. That was, just because we didn't say it, was Amy Schumer talking to Tina Fey, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Patricia Arquette. And yeah, well, maybe we won't put the link to that on our Twitter, just because there's no context for it. But if you just Google, Inside Amy Schumer, there's tons of different stuff. But yeah, like I don't know. I feel like that's not even just like a thing in the media, though. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you're like 45 and then it's like, oh, she's not attractive anymore. Like, that's like the weird basis for why old white dudes can cheat on their wives with like 20-year-old models. And it's like fine. It's like, oh, well, his wife's old now. It's like,
well, yeah. You're either like a mom or you're a MILF, right?
Yeah.
Where does MILF fall into this?
Well, you have to be like between 25 and 30 and have a kid, I think.
just the age, that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think it's I don't think it's the kid part.
I feel like people use that for older women. Like women in the age that they're talking.
Yeah. Oh, I guess if you're like 45 and look like you're 25.
Yeah.
Cuz it's never like I don't want to like say an example because that's just it just makes me feel gross, but you know what I mean? Like it's never like a mom whose kids are like, no, I don't even know. I just feel gross now. I'm not even gonna go into it. You know what I mean?
Like no, it's being in like junior high school and like guys, you know, kind of like razzing each other and like, oh, your mom's a MILF, you know. I remember like hearing
oh
stuff
yeah
like that.
Well, of course.
And it's like,
but that's
they
a
are
joke.
Attractive ladies, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what it is. It's like if you look 45, then you're probably not going to get that. I don't think.
But
I mean, I don't know.
Maybe,
I'm not going around calling
just
people MILFs.
Like high school guys aren't like picky. No, I'm just kidding.
High school guys
a lot of
just
hormones.
Wanna,
I'm joking.
Yeah. It's a lot of hormones.
I'm sorry, high school guys, if I've offended you.
Sorry to all the high school like 17-year-old boys listening to the Broad Pod. Go to school, get an education. Jeez.
No, keep listening to the Broad Pod.
Jeez. You're gonna make all the young influential minds drop out of high school. What are you doing, Chloe?
I'm sorry.
This is out of control. I'm going to cut that out. Okay. yeah, like, I don't know. Is the last thing I think we wanted to talk about to wrap this up.
Speaking of faces.
That was a great segue, guys.
Speaking of old white dudes doing creepy things.
Speaking and older women.
Oh, my goodness.
Speaking. Yeah. Nailed that segue.
Donald Trump.
My man.
the latest gift to comedy everywhere.
Were his comments on Carly Fiorina's face.
Right. First off, don't comment on anyone's face. We don't even need to like tell this story before I'm gonna add this in here. If it's not your own face, shut up about it.
Yeah.
But is that a good comment?
For argument's sake, though, okay? Yeah. For argument's sake, ooh. It's like, yeah, it's a piss off that he, like, stooped down to that level. I mean, he's always stooping down to levels, but I'm just, let's specifically talk about this.
Yeah.
Like, it's sad that he, like, stooped down to that level and, like, had to, like, comment on her looks or whatever. Because it doesn't matter at the end of the day. I mean, it's like the profession she is in has nothing to do with her looks. So, yeah, that sucks. But if you think about it, how much does Trump get when it comes to his looks?
That's true.
You hear what I'm saying? Do his looks have anything to do with politics or his job?
No.
Yeah. No.
So for argument's sake, that ain't fair either.
True.
Thank you. I'm done.
You
now.
Mean the comments on his hair and all that?
On his toupee.
Yeah, like his looks have nothing to do with it. Yeah. It's just asshole.
He's just an outrageous human being.
Yeah, I think
so.
He is an outrageous human being.
So people just
don't
make
me laugh.
He's
just playing the part of an outrageous human.
And they're like, an outrageous human would have that hair.
Oh,
I don't know.
My goodness.
But yeah, like he's. But going back to that, like he's. In an interview with Rolling Stone, like it's not even like this was like an offhand remark, like you know you're being interviewed, and then all he says is like, look at that face, would anyone vote for that? That's not even the same as like the comments on his hair. He's like questioning her ability to do a job properly based on her face.
Okay, wait, so he said
look at that face, would anyone vote for that?
Okay, and then she said, ladies, look at this face. This is the face of a 61-year-old woman. I am proud of every year and every wrinkle.
Can I pause for a second?
Yes.
Oh, that was the end of the statement anyways.
Yes.
I'm wondering if this is one of those things like what people say against Hillary Clinton, and it's not so much about the physical way her face looks, because there's a picture of her here. She just looks like a lady. Like, there's not, it's not like she has any physical deformities or anything like that. It's not like it doesn't seem like it was coming across.
Are you saying like it's her age?
Yeah. It seems like it's an ageist comment because she has wrinkles on her face that you can see. So it's like the same thing they say about Hillary Clinton. Like, why would you want a grandmother being president?
Oh, please. We have like, wrinkly old men. What does that mean? All kinds of leadership.
You're a grandpa.
Roles.
Like, what are you talking about?
How is that
Holy
any
shit.
Different?
Are you serious? What's wrong with these people?
Well, I'm just throwing it out there because it's like, it's clearly presented.
Yeah.
Trump's comment is presented without Sorry, context. Guys. So, like, I don't know. But I mean, generally, if you're going to call somebody out about something on their face, it's usually like, ha, look at her face. She's got like a mole on her face or something, right? Like, it's something that you can visually see. Like, if you're looking at this woman, Carly, whatever you said her name was. Sorry, I don't have their name in front
Fiorina.
Of me. Yeah. Like, she looks like a lady. She doesn't, there's no visible reason why you'd be like, if you're a, I'm just thinking back to like elementary school bullies and
well,
like
and
the first thing they're going to make fun of is the first thing they see, you know?
And the way she responded to it was she brought in her age and like the
right.
wrinkles and everything. So making it.
Well, it's, yeah.
Like it
so
seems
maybe
more
that's.
Like of an ageist.
Yeah. Maybe that's why
maybe
I'm saying
Maybe how she
it.
Took it. Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems very bizarre because like, why else would you say something about her face? She just looks like a lady. She looks like yeah. she looks like she could be Donald Trump's
Trump
wife.
Trump is an outrageous
but
human
like,
being.
Was he talking about her age? Like, it's so weird because
it's
only
none
one
of your
quote.
Business.
Either way, your face, your age, has no like she's. She can do whatever job she can do. Like, is it like the way her face looks or her age is not going to be like she can't run,
right,
for the Republican Party.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing with American and probably Canadian politics too. Well, not probably, definitely, is half of what goes into the election has nothing to do with the politics of the candidate. It's just different things that are going to make you not want to vote for them. Like, it's the exact same argument on a different level of why you shouldn't vote for Trudeau because he's 41 as opposed to or 38 or however
and
old
he
is.
He has good hair.
He's just not ready.
Yeah.
Because he's only 30 whatever.
Yeah.
And Stephen Harper's 48. Like,
no.
In another time, they would have been in a college at the same time. Like, in a separate situation. Like, there's not that
true.
Many years separating them, but it's become a political talking point. I feel like this is on the same level in a different context, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's like, Donald Trump is probably older than this woman. I don't know. I don't know how old Donald Trump is. But, like, if we're sticking with the concept that it's an ageist thing.
He's 69, is 8 years older.
Wow.
Exactly. So then what makes you a better candidate than her? You've had more plastic surgery? Like,
yeah.
You look younger?
I
like
he's
like
a man.
Whole, like,
he's a man.
Like, his whole thing like since he's I don't know ran for what is he doing is he running for president
he's running yeah. for the Republican nomination
right okay so he's doing that and his whole time he's doing that he's commenting on women's looks like even Heidi Klum like
oh yeah he said she wasn't a 10 anymore or something
oh yeah
yeah like it's like okay what's your point how does that
yeah.
serve America what why are you speaking right now
My boyfriend has an alternative theory to this whole thing that Trump's just trying to run so that the Democrats will get nominated. This has nothing to do with anything. But, like, apparently Trump's really good friends with the Clintons. And, like, the Clintons were at their wedding or Trump's most recent wedding and stuff. So people, apparently there's this, like, conspiracy theory going around that he's just
on
trying to. Yeah, that he's amazing. Just trying to do the most ridiculous things possible. So he clearly will get the nomination from the extreme right-wing voters.
Yeah.
So he'll be the Republican candidate. And
of
then,
course, you
and then
need
all the
to,
medium. Well, and then all the.
You need to obtain an outrageous human being for this plan to.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Work.
Exactly.
That's a good theory.
So then all the people that are like sitting on the it. Fence on whether they're a left-wing or right-wing voter are like, oh, this guy's nuts. And I'm going to vote Democrats. And then the Democrats will like get nominated and have another run at the presidency kind of thing.
Interesting.
Wow.
And that's why he's saying all these crazy things that, like, every single day another crazy thing has happened with Donald Trump. It's because he's
Where
just trying
he
to, like...
come up with this?
Huh?
He's come up with this stuff.
I don't know.
Maybe he has, like, writers.
just kiboshing the U.S.
He's like,
government.
My brand is being an outrageous human being. Go.
I want that job. Just like sitting in a boardroom.
They give the most offensive shit you can think of.
I can do that, yeah.
Yeah.
You know who I hate today?
If we got an assignment like that, you have one hour to come out with outrageous statements for me to say. I could do that.
Oh, yeah.
What class would be the most appropriate to do that in? Let's pitch it over our podcast. I'm kidding.
Know.
I'm kidding. Let's not do
Oral
that.
Oral press.
Oral presentation skills. Hey, aww. Joanne. Can we do that? No,
we'll
I'm
do
kidding.
Script writing. Outrageous script writing. I don't know.
I
Anyways.
Don't know.
Well, that's about all we wanted to talk about today.
Yeah. That's life in the broad pod for this week. I don't know. I'm sure we'll have more crazy things to talk about next week.
I feel hot because I'm just like angry. But all the
Chloe's in a fever. Chloe's in a rage fever. Yeah.
To take off my sweater.
Oh dang! It's getting hot in here. Bust out some 50 Cent. That's not 50 Cent.
Nelly.
We're not allowed to play music.
Nelly.
On
Nelly.
Oh, it's Nelly. Yeah. Okay.
Come on, Lena.
Hey, this is the second time we've brought up a Nelly in two episodes.
Oh yeah.
Look at that.
Nelly Furtado.
It's a new drinking game. No, we're not
Carrie
allowed to
can't
do that.
Say Furtado.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. Let's wrap it up. We're going to plug some stuff and some things, y'all. So, Twitter, @thebroadcastrrc. We know that's not the name of our podcast, but that's the name of the radio show we used to host.
Please.
They're linked.
Follow it.
Follow it. And we also have a Facebook page. It is also The Broadcast RRC because it's still the name of our old radio show. And we're just going to link them all together and make them one entity, The Broad Universe. So there you go. Do that. And we are streaming on Red River Radio, which you can hit up at radio.rrc.ca. We are also on iTunes.
Oh, moving on up.
Moving on up. So, if you're listening to this right now, you probably have found it on iTunes, but maybe you found it from one of our Twitter pages or something. So there you go. Go subscribe on iTunes, and then you'll never have to remember to download it again.
Every Thursday.
We'll just be in your iPhone. We'll just be chilling in your iPhone.
Three little
waiting
voices.
Waiting for you to plug in your headphones on your commute.
Three little angry voices.
Three little angry, rage-filled humans in your iPhone.
That's what people think feminists are, though.
That's
just
what we are.
Angry people.
So that's because that's
what
we
I'm
do.
Allowed to feel angry.
Yeah.
Okay.
And right now I'm angry, so it's okay.
I have rights.
You have rights to rage.
Yeah.
You gotta fight for your right.
Gotta fight.
To rage.
To rage against the machine.
To rage.
Okay. So I think that's it. Oh, we also have a blog, I guess, now, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a thing.
That's a thing.
The Broad Pod.
We're all over the place.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just like Google us. Maybe we'll come
just
up.
Just Google us and just see what you get.
And then let us know what you find, because I bet you it's nothing related to us.
We want to know.
We want to know, and we're too lazy to do it ourselves.
Spart is notoriously lazy to Google things.
Yeah, I am.
That is why I exist. Yeah.
Sometimes
that is
I'll
my
just
purpose.
Message her and I'll be like, Chloe, can you Google this for me? I don't want to look for it.
This is the greatest plugs ever. Just like plugging Savart's inability to Google things.
Oh, go to google.ca just cause.
Right. Are you plugging Google?
Yeah, they need it.
Google needs some help.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're done.
Okay, bye.
See you next Thursday.